This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
This entire offseason, he said, no, I don't have a problem with our GM. This isn't about drafting a quarterback. Just shut up. Shut up.
He wants to torture that Packers front office. He's going to continue to do it.
He's kind of torturing us in the process, isn't he? I'm getting a little tired of it. But the NFL, the camp is set to open, training camps in just a couple of weeks, and we are ready for it. There's no question. It is Chris Carlin in for Barton Hahn today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. We're headed there right now to welcome in the great Sal Pal. Sal Pal Antonio to talk some NFL. Sal, Chris Carlin, how you doing, bud? Are you tired of Aaron Rodgers like I am or not?
No, you know, I'm not tired of it. It is an unusual situation, Chris. Thank you for having me on the show and reaching out 3 weeks from the opening of camp. And as Bart Scott once said to me, I can't wait. I'm happy to be on the show with you. I think Aaron Rodgers has run out of leverage. The Packers didn't blink. The front office didn't blink. The ownership group did not blink. And if he wants to play football, it looks like he's going to have to play football in Green Bay. If he wants to get paid, it certainly looks like he's going to have to play football in Green Bay. I mean, there's a lot of people who are closer to the situation than I am who have been suggesting that this is irrevocable and the divorce will happen. I don't believe that to be the case. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. I think he's got to come back. He's got to come back.
Sal, when you look at where he lost the leverage, where did that happen in your estimation?
Well, I think as soon as it came out on draft day, as soon as Adam Schefter reported that explosive news on the first day of the draft, I think that's where Aaron Rodgers lost his leverage. I think if he wanted to negotiate his exit from Green Bay, he needed to do it sotto voce, as we like to say in the Italian-American neighborhoods, you know, under the table. He needed to keep it quiet. And you look around the NFL, you know, there were rumblings that Russell Wilson wanted to be traded. The Seahawks front office didn't blink. There were rumblings that Deshaun Watson wanted to be traded from the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans did not blink. Same thing in Green Bay. I think you have a situation where, you know, very quietly, these owners have said, you know what, we're going to draw this line in the sand. The guys are under contract, especially guys who are franchise quarterbacks. And we're not going to have somebody, no matter how much of a big of a star he is, talk his way out of town. I think that's where the leverage sort of begin to evaporate for Aaron Rodgers.
See, it speaks to the larger issue, doesn't it, Sal? We're talking to Sal Palantonio, ESPN NFL reporter. And with the larger issue being, I think we saw some of these quarterbacks see what goes on in the NBA, see James Harden force his way out of Houston, and they thought, you know what, it's our turn to do the same. Is this just the response of teams saying, we're not going to let that happen?
Yeah, I think that I'm not suggesting that they all got together. I'm just suggesting, you know, the system is set up differently. You know, and in the NBA, we know that star player in the NBA, star players control the league. That's not the case in the NFL. Like, it's not a similar situation. You have a 52-man roster. The quarterback is a very dependent position. As you know, I talk about that on the NFL matchup show all the time with Greg Cosell and Matt Bowen. See that shameless plug? I kind of slid
I'll
right
tell
in
you,
there.
Deft sell. You were deft at sliding it in there.
I think I hit it over. I hammered you with it, didn't I, Chris?
Okay.
I apologize. You know, and it's not a similar situation. So, I think these guys looked at Tom Brady. And, of course, Tom Brady was a free agent. You know, he set himself up to leave when he wanted to leave, finally, from New England. And they've looked at the way he basically became Jason Light's right-hand man, the GM of the Bucks, said, I want Gronk. You know what? I want Leonard Fournette. You know what? When we draft, let's draft ourselves a franchise tackle. So, you know, it's pretty clear that Brady had influence on how the team, you know, I want Byron Leftwich. We're on the same page. He looked at that team and he said, I got Todd Bowles, one of the great defensive minds, and I've got these stars on defense, and if I just do a few things on offense, I can win a Super Bowl at age 43, and he went out and did it.
Sal Palantonio joining us, ESPN NFL reporter, and of course, host of the NFL Matchup Show. See, Sal, I can do it too. I can help you out. I can slide it in. with Deshaun Watson, Sal, I'm particularly interested. We understand what's going on, and he's probably going to end up on the exempt list to start the season. But where he could still potentially end up, you said Houston drew the line in the sand. Does he end up staying there, or does a team that has had their eyes on this situation, like, the Eagles, actually start to dip their toe in the water and figure out where they are on this once this gets settled?
Chris, too difficult to predict or speculate at this point. I think that's a very volatile situation, and we just got to wait to see how it plays out.
It's such a huge story what's going on with him. Do you expect to see him on the field this year, Sal? What do you think?
Again, too volatile a situation to predict or speculate about where he is. I don't think that those of us on the outside, reporters included, have enough information to really make an informed opinion about that.
Sal, go up the turnpike for me. Look at Daniel Jones in New York. He's got all the weapons. Your take on what lies ahead, does he take that next step forward for the Giants?
Huge amount of pressure on him. I don't think there's a quarterback in the NFC that has more pressure on him than Daniel Jones. Clearly, it's a put-up-or-shut-up year for him. Joe Judge went out and got players around him to make that offense better. The team is certainly got to take a step where, they were one game away from winning the division last year. And they have to be in contention again, and they have to win it. I think Jason Garrett is on the clock. I think Daniel Jones is on the clock. I think it's very clear that the Giants offense has absolutely got to show up. You look at that offense, it's not terribly explosive under Jason Garrett. And they need to get the ball down the field. That's the number one thing that needs to happen. It needs to open up. And Daniel Jones has to, one, be more accurate with the football deep, and two, not turn the ball over. The Dick Vermeil postulate going into the season, as Dick Vermeil taught me very early on when I started my career, it's two things. Look at the schedule. Look at the opposing quarterback so that your defense has to play against. And then two, is your quarterback efficient and not making mistakes? If you look at those two things, you can pretty much predict the trajectory of a football team. And for the Giants, with Dak Prescott coming back, and Washington football team has a tremendous defense, all the pressure, in my view, is really on Daniel Jones at the quarterback position within the NFC East, Chris, in my opinion.
Sal Palantonio joining us. Sal, who is the best team in the East right now?
Well, it's tough because there are so many unanswered questions about all four teams. And the way you phrased that question, right now I'm going to have to say Washington. I think Washington football team is the best team in that division because of the defense, A, the coaching experience of Ron Rivera, B. I think there's a great unknown about Dak Prescott, right, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know how he's recovered, how he's going to be able to make it through training camp and a 17-game season. That was a pretty gruesome leg injury that he suffered. The Eagles are in a total rebuilding mode. It's going to be tougher than to win 5-6 games. Very difficult. So I would say Washington. The bottom line is you don't know what you're getting out of the quarterback position. Are you getting Fitzmagic or Fitztragic? And that, to me, is the bottom line for Washington.
Sal, guy who left the NFC East, Carson Wentz, he rejoins Frank Reich, who was the offensive coordinator when he had his best success in Philadelphia in 2017. What are you expecting from Wentz this year, Sal? Is he going to get back close to being that player again?
Chris, have you looked at the Colts' schedule opening the season? Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
They have Seattle coming in. Then the Rams come in. Oof. Then they're at Tennessee. On the road at Miami. Okay, that's a game that they should win, but still, you got to go on the road after playing those three bombs of a game. Then you got to play Baltimore on Monday night in week 5. You have Houston coming in. Then you're at San Francisco, and they play Tennessee at home. They have a monster schedule through the first 8 weeks of the season. And it is going to be a very short learning curve for Carson Wentz and the Indianapolis Colts. And remember, you know, bottom line is, won 11 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
So anything short of going back to the playoffs with Carson Wentz is a failure, is it not?
I would think so. And
I think
that there's been, Sal, I think there's been an assumption among many people that he can get back to being that player of 4 years ago, but it's 4 years ago, not 2 years.
Right. So listen, you know, so they have to at least win 11 games. So then they have a little bit of a soft spot in the schedule. Then they go to Buffalo, one of the final four teams last year, and then they play the Bucs at home.
Wow.
The Super Bowl champs. So they have a monster schedule. They have a very tough schedule. And, you know, that's going to be a tough act for Carson Wentz to get that team back to the playoffs when you look at that schedule.
Sal Palantonio, ESPN NFL reporter with us. Sal, what storylines, as we're getting closer to camp, have your attention the most right now outside of the ones that we've discussed already?
Well, I think obviously number one is Aaron Rodgers going to show up? And I think he's going to. Two, can Tom Brady, who turns 44 in 2 weeks, repeat as Super Bowl champ? I covered their mini camp, and I was blown away at how good Tom Brady looked 7 months away from knee surgery, Chris. He came out and he ran a 90-minute practice in the heat and humidity and was a total field general. Ball had plenty of velocity on it, plenty of zip. He was hitting wide receivers and tight ends in the red zone drill at the back of the end zone. He was extremely accurate. He had plenty of torque on the ball, so his lower half of his body looked very strong. I think the Bucs, all things considered, how the division has gotten weaker, they have a shot, in my view, to win 12 or 13 games and have the NFC Championship game at home this year. So that's a huge thing. And then I got to look at New England, right, Chris? Mm. Can Bill Belichick possibly be shut out of the playoffs 2 years in a row? I mean, how is that not a huge – we're talking about a Hall of Fame quarterback who built a dynasty, and he could possibly miss the playoffs again for the second straight year. And then we start to raise questions. Who was more important, Brady or Belichick in New England?
Well, you know Brady loves what he's seen so far from it. And if he got two in a row, I mean, that would speak volumes about all of it. But I also wonder about Cam Newton up there, Sal. What's left in the tank? Is Mac Jones going to end up being the starter week one?
I would be shocked by that. I would be shocked. I think that Cam Newton will start the season as the starter, and eventually they will get to Mac Jones wherever he is and wherever the season is. I mean, they're committed, obviously, to Mac Jones. But again, I mean, if you're Bill Belichick and your ticket is punched to the Hall of Fame, are you putting all of your legacy eggs in the Mac Jones basket?
It's tough to do at the beginning of the year, that's for sure. But I wonder about what's left for Cam at this point.
Well, Cam, you know, he started out pretty strong, and he got COVID, and it was tough for him to return. They have some players coming back who opted out. They have a pretty easy part of the schedule at the beginning. They've got the Dolphins at home, then they play the Jets on the road. Then they have the Saints coming in without Drew Brees. And then the big game is October 3rd, week 4, with Tom Brady coming into Foxborough, his return to New England. And then they're at Houston, and then Dallas, and then the Jets. So their first seven games, they're only really tough one, Chris, is week four when the Bucks come in.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how that situation plays out. Sal, great stuff. Yep. Appreciate the insight as always, my friend.
Yeah, it's always about the schedule. New season, look at the schedule and look at the quarterback play. And that really can determine the early trajectory of a football team. You hit it right on the head, Chris. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you, Sal. Sal Palantonio, our ESPN NFL reporter and, of course, host of the NFL Matchup Show, joining us via the Goodyear Hotline and giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. There are a couple of things in there that are particularly interesting. Number one, that schedule for the Colts is insane. And I have been a Carson Wentz skeptic for about the last year and a half. It goes back to when you heard the stories coming out of Philadelphia about Wentz not really being as popular with teammates as it would seem outwardly, and being much more difficult with teammates than you would necessarily expect. I think you look at somebody like Carson Wentz, and if you're not going to be close to what you were for that one 13-game stretch in 2017, what are you? Are you a quarterback you can win with? Or are you a quarterback that is consistently injured? If it's ever going to happen, it's going to happen with Frank Reich. So he's set up nicely there, because I was in Philadelphia at the time. Frank Reich, as it turned out, was really the biggest key to Carson Wentz's success. There was a lot of thought at the time. Maybe it was Doug Peterson. Maybe it was John DeFilippo, who was the quarterback coach at the time. No, it was Reich. And so he's got the right guy in his corner. But when you're trying to climb that kind of mountain in the first eight games of the year, Godspeed. I think there are a couple of other things here that are very intriguing as we get closer to camp. I am so locked in on the Bears quarterback situation, because the Bears are a team that has a very good defense and actually could do some things this year. I love Justin Fields, but I can't start him right out of the gate. I think he'll be ready to play by maybe four or five games in, but what does that mean about where the Bears are? Does Andy Dalton play well enough for the Bears to win some games and then you have to hold back? Or do you start 2-3 and find yourself ready to play Fields and ready to close to sacrifice the season to see him develop? Justin Fields is going to be a star in this league. Make no mistake. He's going to be a star in this league. It's just how soon. And the other story that I absolutely love, and I want to get your take on NFL stories that you are most intrigued by with camp just a couple of weeks away. What are you really dying to see? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Rams. I can't wait to see what Matthew Stafford is with real weapons and real players around him. I can't wait to see it. We saw what he was when he had Calvin Johnson. We'll see what he is when he has a real coaching staff around him too. I think Sean McVay is going to get everything out of him, and he's excited about this guy for a reason. This was a deal that the Rams couldn't wait to make in order to get Stafford, and remember what they gave up, Goff and a couple of more first-round picks. The Rams have not been shy about trading away first-round picks for players they believe are ready to help them take them over the top. Matthew Stafford is an underappreciated story in the NFL this year, at least at the moment, because you're going to hear about Rodgers and Mahomes and all the superstars, and is Trey Lance going to play in San Francisco, and what's going to happen with Fields in Chicago, and what's going to happen with Zach Wilson in New York, and can Daniel Jones take that next step, and is Brady going to repeat again? Trust me, the Rams are going to be a force to deal with Matthew Stafford. 888-729-3776. Chris Carlin in for Bart and Hahn today. And in just moments, we are going to get to a great team not getting anywhere near the love they deserve. Who are we talking about? We'll tell you in moments in audio files, my friends, and get back to your calls at 888-729-3776. But first up, our friends from Credit Karma want to know, who doesn't want and love instant gratification? I'm a huge instant gratification guy. If I can't have it now, I'm a whiny child. I'm that anyway. But if you're looking for satisfaction, there really is no need to wait, because with Credit Karma Money, you could win cash reimbursements for debit purchases. And when you make a purchase between now and July 23rd, you're going to be automatically entered for a chance to win $1 million. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and have the chance to start winning instant karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant karma, sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply. Audio files with that underappreciated team next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
To Aaron Rodgers, there's only one guy to believe. You'll hear from him in moments. Chris Carlin in for Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. All right, let's do it. Audio files.
The audio file.
You know, we heard Aaron Rodgers, non-answers, blah, blah, blah. We'll find out what happens. I don't know what's going to happen, anything. You know, maybe we haven't taken a deep enough look at what the other competitor in the match from the NFL had to say about it. That would be Tom Brady. Remember this the other day?
He's an NBA owner, a self-taught guitarist, and has guest starred in both The Office and Game of Thrones.
He's unhappy with his boss and has no options. Who is Aaron Rodgers?
Ding, ding, that is correct. Well done.
Projection, Sam. I never said I'm unhappy with my boss.
I said it, not you.
Yeah, maybe we should believe Tom, you know, that he is thoroughly unhappy with his boss, which we know he is. But also notice how Tom slid in there. He has no options. Wow. So Rodgers is going to let this continue to play out and play out and play out. But we heard from Sal Pal a few minutes ago that he thinks Rodgers doesn't have any leverage here whatsoever. All right, he doesn't have options necessarily when it comes to being able to just walk away from the situation. But as much as neither side has really been able to give in as of yet, do we believe that the true trump card has been played yet? Aaron Rodgers not showing up at training camp is the trump card. Not playing a game or two during the regular season is the trump card. The guy's made, what, $200, $250 million in his career? He could probably afford the fines for a while if he feels particularly principled about this. I'm not sold on the fact that we're going to see him week one. I'm not yet. I hope we do. And if they come to a resolution that after this year, that he can take a walk and go somewhere else and try to win somewhere else, but they take one last crack at it, I think that's the best for all involved. And give Bart credit. Bart's been the one that's been on that from the beginning. Up next, the Tampa Bay Lightning winning the Stanley Cup. Back-to-back years, an incredible feat. And this time they got to do it at home, as opposed to last year when they were in the bubble in Edmonton. Here's Steve Stamkos on where their place should be in history.
It's so hard to win the Stanley Cup, and then you do it 2 years in a row. I mean, you deserve to go down in history. And this group, no matter what happens from here on out, this group is going to be etched in history forever. And that's pretty effing special.
Yeah, you could say that again. And think about this for a moment. You could have one hockey team going back-to-back winning the Stanley Cup in a city and an NFL team doing the same if the Bucks can actually do that this year. Two teams going back-to-back championships in the same two-year stretch in a city. Wow, that is something to really appreciate more than anything else. And look, the Lightning deserve all the credit in the world for what they've been able to accomplish. It's been remarkable to see. And they truly have been the best team in hockey all year long. Now, that leads us to Nikita Kucherov. This was an impressive showing. Post game last night, went to the podium after winning the cup, shirtless with a Bud Light. And his topics just seemed to ramble from his Conn Smythe winning goalie to the city of Montreal.
How would you describe your emotions right now after doing what you guys did?
I don't know what to say. Back to back, and yeah, I couldn't sleep for three nights. You know, and to be able to win this game is huge. Wesley was outstanding. MVP. I was telling him every day, Wesley, you MVP. You're the best player. And then they gave it to whatever the guy in Vegas, the Vezina. And then last year, they gave Vezina to somebody else. Number one bull. Wesley took both cups. You know, he took MVP, and I was keep telling him, he's MVP. He's the guy that he's the best. You know, he was on his head today, and you know, he kept us in the game, and another shout out by him. Remarkable. Can't even tell more. I'm so happy I didn't want to go back to Montreal, but the fans in Montreal, come on. They acted like they won the Stanley Cup last game. Are you kidding me?
John Romano, Tampa Bay Times.
Their final was last series. Okay.
Listen. You know, you don't need to stick it to everybody on the way out, Nikita. I mean, for Pete's sake, you know, they were happy to be there. You're right. They were excited by winning a game because look at the season that Montreal had. They were never supposed to be playing for the Stanley Cup, and it has been a while since they've won one. So maybe, you know, cut them a little bit of slack there. But it was just have at it on anybody that was in sight for Kucherov. That was impressive. Shirtless, Bud Light in hand, and in the middle of all that, cracked a fresh one. Well done. Well done. You're the real MVP, not Vasilevsky. Not five, you know, closeout game shutouts. No. You're the real MVP. That is Audiophiles. And, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning are such an intriguing story. And it's interesting that they're actually not getting honored in one way. And this portion of Barton Hahn is brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care, proud sponsor of the 2021 ESPY Sports Humanitarian Award. You know, the Lightning are not up there for Team of the Year. They won the Cup last year, and they win the Cup this year, and they're not even a nominee. Your nominees are the Buccaneers, the Seattle Storm, the Dodgers, the Stanford women's basketball team, Alabama football, Baylor men's basketball, and Oklahoma State softball. The Lightning nowhere to be found. No NBA team in there either. You know, when you hear Stamkos talk about being part of history, you got to give it to him. They probably need to be honored a little bit more than that. ESPYs this Saturday. Don't forget, 8 p.m. on ABC. And I am a little bit surprised that the Lightning got left out of that. And obviously the nominees were before last night, but still, they did win the cup last year. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On game two tonight being a must win for the Milwaukee Bucks, which it absolutely is. Do you agree? And on the NFL storylines that have your attention, what are you most excited to see in the NFL? Let's hit David in New Jersey up next on Bart and Hahn. David, what's up, bud?
What up, big fella? How you doing?
Good. What do you got?
I can't wait to see Zach Wilson and those boys. I'm just really excited about this Jets game, and I think we're going to have a good, positive year, man.
Look, you're looking for is a big step forward as an organization. You know, you're going to start with a rookie quarterback right out of the gate. You've got more weapons for him to work with. You've got a much better offensive line for him to work with. I mean, when they brought in Moses last week, that just added an awful lot of veteran leadership on a line, and it brought a lot of durability as well. That's a guy that plays every game. The Jets are not a playoff team yet, but they are a better team, and you need a step forward of 5, 6, 7 wins this year, even with a rookie quarterback. Eddie in New York is next on ESPN Radio. Eddie, what's up, bud?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
How you doing, bud?
Listen, I heard you. I'm doing great. I heard you talking about the quarterbacks, or like the young quarterbacks, if they're going to get any playing, if they're going to start or not. I think all that depends on like the guy in front of them, how they perform. Me personally, this is what I would do with my young quarterback. If the quarterback in front of him is performing, I would not put a young quarterback in there. And I would put a young quarterback in there if the guy in front of him is not performing. And then the young quarterback showed me at training camp that he was, like, you know, learning the verbiage as far as being an NFL quarterback and getting the work done. That's the only way I would put him in the home.
Appreciate that. Eddie, I agree with that thought for the most part. I do. In a case of like Zach Wilson as the second overall pick, the Jets are obviously very comfortable with him starting the year and going through the growing pains with him. In the case of Chicago, they have a chance to be a decent team this year with their defense. So that's why you have an Andy Dalton there with a young quarterback like Justin Fields. So that way, if it does turn sideways on you and Dalton's not playing that well, you can just turn to the young guy and see what he's capable of. For me, though, I never want to play a quarterback a day before he's ready to play as a rookie. I'd rather play him a little bit late than a little bit early. Yes, you need to put a guy into the fire and let him grow that way. But if he doesn't show in practice that he's ready to start an NFL game, then you don't put him out there just to put him out there. Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Tonight could be the series for the Bucks. I hate calling it that. But is it a must win? Oh, it is. And we'll tell you why in moments. It is Chris Carlin filling in for Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Budenholzer, he's a sly one, at least when it comes to handling the media and trying to get the message across. I don't know so much about the coaching. Chris Carlin in for Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Has all the management stuff turned the dream of building your own law practice into a nightmare? Take charge. With Lexicon Practice Management Software and Services, visit lexiconservices.com/intersection. Do me a favor. Remember back to game one. Think about the difference in free throws attempted for the Phoenix Suns versus the Bucks. It was 26 attempted for the Suns. They made 25 of them. And 16 attempted for the Bucks. They made only 9 of them. So whenever there's a big differential, especially when you're a team that has prided itself on not fouling very much like the Bucks have, you're going to get asked about that differential. And Mike Budenholzer did yesterday. And his answer? Pretty impressive, and I'll tell you why.
It's a huge part of the game. You know, they have 25 points from the free throw line. You know, we're a team that prides ourselves in defending and being able to be good defensively without fouling. I can't remember the last time a team got 25 free throws in a game against the Bucks. And then conversely, you know, the way Giannis attacks, the way Chris attacks, as many opportunities as Chris has with the ball. It's frustrating, but it's part of the sport. It's part of the game. We got to be better defensively. We got to keep them off the free throw line, and we got to be more aggressive attacking and getting to the free throw line and getting to good offense.
Yeah, he really slid it in there, didn't he? Normally, you'd have the coach who's more than willing to take the fine and take the hit in order to get the message across that the game needs to be called a little bit more evenly. Right there, Budenholzer did it without incurring that $25,000 fine from the league. Well done. Right in the middle, he's saying, I can't remember the last time a team had that many free throw attempts against us because we don't foul. And boy, I mean, Giannis and Middleton, they go after it. They're aggressive, and they didn't get to the line very much. And Middleton took 26 shots, and he doesn't get to the line. Boy, message received. And, yes, they need that to be more evenly split up to have a chance because if not, this is what the Suns do so well. Not just making free throws, but getting to the line. You saw that right away with Devin Booker the other night. You saw that with CP3. They're going to find their way there. And it's going to be a big part of their plan. What I want to know tonight is, do the Bucks truly have an answer for how to defend against Chris Paul, for how to defend against the pick and roll? It's a pretty simple basketball play, but there were a lot of guys who were out of position the other night. Will they be able to find their way out of it? 31-4 teams that are up 2-0. Better win tonight. ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.